Mountain ultra trail running is evolving. Are you a mutt runner? Hi there, and welcome to the first official installment of VO2 Max Productions podcast. I'm your host, Sage Cannaday, here to give you informative training advice and talking about the sport of distance running. Whether you're just starting running and you're getting into 5Ks or half marathons, or you're an ultra marathoner and you're training to run 100 miles or anything in between. This is kind of an outlet that I want to share ideas in training, nutrition, strength training, race tactics, anything like that. And I'll admit this is my first podcast episode. I'm a newbie to this whole podcast thing, but it kind of came about as a continuation to my YouTube training talk series. I do a video series on my YouTube channel, VO2 Max Productions, where I upload a new video every Thursday. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to that or check it out. And it's on topics that people report in, other runners from around the world ask me training questions, and we'll kind of talk about what to do, how to train for a marathon, or what, you know, nutrition strategies work well for distance running, topics like that. And I've done everything from strength training to nutrition, race tactics, even my background in running. And what I found with I love the video medium. It's my favorite medium to share my passion for running. But it's also, I found that after about 10 or 15 minutes of watching a YouTube video, people want to do other things. You guys are on the move, you're mobile now. A lot of people with the podcast medium, you could listen for a lot longer. Maybe you have a 20 or 30 minute or hour long commute to and from work, or maybe you want to listen to a podcast about running while you go out on a run or on a long run. And so this is kind of where the idea to start a podcast came from. And I'm going to keep this one really short because it's my first podcast and I'm just kind of introducing what this whole series is going to be about. But I'll aim to do a weekly, or at least once every 2 weeks, I'll try to upload a new podcast every Wednesday on my blog website here. And also, you can follow it on social media. I'll tweet it out. I'm on Twitter at Sage Cannaday, or I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, fan page, Sage Cannaday fan page, with links to these new podcasts. And hopefully we could get some momentum going where you guys could submit your comments either on the blog here, or, you know, tweet at me, Facebook message me, whatever. Actually, don't Facebook message me. Comment on the Facebook page. We could see what comments you guys want to hear about. And eventually, I'd like to have it expand to where I could interview maybe other runners or talk to other experts in the field or competitors on any topic about the sport of distance running or not. We could talk about beer all day as well. Always love a good craft brew. But this is your forum to help spread the passion of distance running. And it's, you know, it's been a sport that's given me so much over the last 16 years that I've been involved running everything from a quarter mile up to 100K and mountains in between. So, it's kind of my way of connecting with you guys, hopefully, and something that you guys could subscribe to and look forward to every week or every other week, and then also share with your running groups or other fellow runners. And I think it's a cool way to connect with other runners and the whole community on a worldwide scale. We really are kind of a niche group in running, especially the ultra trail community. And so I feel like this is a good way to help connect people and to enforce that whole community aspect as the sport continues to evolve and grow. And on a final note, you know, I just came out with my film Mutt Runner. It's on Vimeo for digital download. It's MUT Runner. And it's kind of about the evolution, at least as I see it in the sport and how other top runners see it. And there's been a lot of concern with things like prize money coming in, drug testing, people maybe competing for the wrong reasons, a lot of growth in the sport with trail races being at capacity really fast. So it's hard to get into. You're fighting lotteries. People maybe crowd the trails more, get more aggressive. So things like that, it's created some tension maybe on the sport, or people commented how it's changed over the decades when it used to be maybe a little more laid back. But I think the promising thing with the evolution of the sport, because it is evolving like everything else, is that we do have social media now to connect us and to share our ideas, training ideas, and new sponsors coming into the game that support elite ultra runners like myself, but also hopefully help develop more innovative products that everyone could use and enjoy on the trail. And it really just makes your running, can make your running a lot more enjoyable. Back in the day, maybe we went out and ran around in a bunch of big cotton sweatshirts, and now we have dry knit fabric and all sorts of lightweight windbreakers that fold up into little packs and things to carry our handheld water bottles so our hands don't freeze. So I think it's come a long way, and I'd like to continue hopefully with that growth, and maybe we could foster some discussion there. But on a closing note, you know, everyone knows that I love beer. I love drinking Avery. I'm sponsored by them, full disclosure, and they're out of Boulder, Colorado. So my question to you, I guess, at the end of this podcast is, A, what would you like to hear next in next podcast? What kind of topics would you like me to talk about? And B, what's your favorite beer? And this could be any type. We're not going to be all about ales or all about lagers. I do have a thing for IPAs, real hoppy IPAs. I'm kind of a hop freak. But, you know, I appreciate a good lager, good quality lager. And actually, one of the brewmasters at Avery told me that lagers are a lot harder to make usually. It requires more of an art. And you look at, like, German lagers and the history that goes back with that. And it's just really fascinating. So, you know, it could be a lager. It could be any of the ales. It could be, you know, it's almost porter stout season now. Air's getting a lot more cold. But I'll let you know that my favorite IPA from Avery, I usually just drink their standard IPA, but they make tons. And the special batch would be the Maharaja, and it comes in a big 22-ounce bomber bottles. And that stuff is liquid gold. I mean, it's so good. And I've had, you know, a couple IPAs over the years. I haven't been drinking that long because I'm only 29 years old, so only 8 years of tasting experience. Maybe my palate's not really fully developed yet, but, you know, I've tried everything from the Dogfish Head 90-Minute IPA, which is real solid. The Hop Slam out of Bell's Brewing in Michigan, I found was the best IPA I ever had in the Midwest. And now it's the Avery Maharaja. And, you know, Hog Heaven's not bad either. So lots to choose from. And this is coming from someone who also grew up in Oregon, which have Portland is another great beer city for craft breweries. But, you know, what's your favorite type of beer? What's your favorite label? And, you know, let's stick away, hopefully, from the Michelob Ultras and maybe the Bud Lights. And, you know, I kind of have mixed feelings even about the PBRs, but don't mean to sound snobby. It could be anything. So feel free to comment what's your favorite beer. If you don't like beer, maybe some other drink, maybe tea or, you know, chocolate milk, whatever. Maybe a smoothie recipe. We could say, what's your favorite drink after a run? How about that? So we'll leave it at that. And yeah, feel free to give me feedback on anything or any future running topic also that you'd like to hear about. And see if we could spread the word about this podcast. Thanks again for all the support. And thanks for tuning in to VO2 Max Productions.